Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Cops out at the 83rd in Bushwick investigating after several of their squad cars were torched in a parking lot. Now, they say torched because incendiary devices were found in the wheel hubs of some of the vehicles, so the suspects meant business. 1010 Winds newsman Mac Rosenberg with the investigation for us.
Police are calling the fire suspicious, and the fire marshal will investigate to figure out a motive. 11 marked and unmarked police cars were destroyed in these fires, including an unmarked van. Mayor Adams says there were fire starters there, including 3 inside police cars that didn't light.
Thankfully, there were no injuries were reported, and the NYPD Commissioner Tishner team, they're investigating these fires.
He calls whoever did this a coward.
This damage is unacceptable, and we will find the person who is involved.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, this fire comes as demonstrations against the Trump administration's immigration crackdowns continue across America, including here in New York, of course. Locally, protests have been fairly peaceful, with just a handful of protesters getting arrested each night, while others just got summonses. Got an update now to that story we've been telling you about. A 2-year-old Montrell Williams, the missing boy whose body is believed to have been found in the East River. Police have now formally charged the 20-year-old father of Montrell with murder and manslaughter. Arius Williams is his name. He's considered a person of interest for days, but no charges were announced until today. Little boy had been missing since May the 10th when police say the father took him following a Mother's Day celebration with the family. Cops have said they obtained surveillance video showing somebody throwing a bag or a package or something into the Bronx River shortly after the child went missing. The body of a 2-year-old boy was discovered yesterday. Still no positive ID has been made, but Wynn's family, you know. Well, the city is marking a milestone in its crackdown on illegal vehicles. Mayor Adams, NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch today, saying they've now taken over 100,000 illegal motorized vehicles and ghost cars off the street. Tisch says not everybody might realize it, but these vehicles are dangerous in more ways than one.
They are often untraceable, unlicensed, and unregistered. Their reckless operation puts pedestrians and other motorists at risk. And when used by bad actors, they become tools of their criminal trade.
And as a result of this crackdown, the NYPD says the city has seen a year-over-year drop in overall crime, grand larceny, and robberies that involved mopeds. You know, the getaway vehicle of choice, apparently. Down at the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial, the judge ruled today that the details of an unspecified January 2024 event must remain undisclosed, despite arguments from the music mogul's lawyer. Meantime, cross-examination continues today of Diddy's recent ex-girlfriend.
The former girlfriend, using the pseudonym Jane, repeated again and again that she still felt close to Sean Diddy Combs, has feelings for him. She's testifying under subpoena had described years of sex marathons with escorts as Diddy watched. Lawyers for Combs sought to portray her as invested in the relationship, not coerced, as she explained how even after reading the bombshell lawsuit from a former girlfriend, she got back together with Combs and felt closer to him. In that lawsuit, Cassie Ventura described the same-sex marathons and physical abuse. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Combs is charged with sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy, accused of using his influence to abuse women and others for decades. He has pleaded not guilty to all of it. Well, the city has started distributing certified e-bikes and batteries to food delivery drivers in an effort to boost street safety and prevent fires caused by faulty batteries. The e-bike trade-in program allows workers to trade in their old uncertified vehicles for ones that are up to code. City Council member Keith Power says it's way past due that the city takes more action on e-bike fires.
We know there's a way to solve for this, and it is to make sure that the bikes and the batteries are safe, are UL certified, and that the extra batteries that are here today are a step forward for everyone in this city.
So delivery drivers, if you're listening, you have to apply to the program to be considered. The DOT just reopened the portal for you to apply to get on that wait list. So do it, do it, do it. The bikes are free, by the way, the trade-in is. Amid days of anti-ICE protests across the country, Governor Hochul is on Capitol Hill today, where she's defending New York's sanctuary immigration policies. She's among a group of Democratic governors facing a grilling from a Republican-led panel. Hochul was pressed about New York's policies by Florida Congressman Byron Donald.
I never remember you calling for secure borders at all, Governor Hochul.
We certainly have.
That doesn't sound like him to my memory.
Many conversations I had with the White House. We asked for federal resources. I mean, you're putting a federal problem on our laps. And you know what? It gets old after a while. I wish you would just do your job.
If your party actually would do the job of securing the nation the way President Trump has now had to do twice, we wouldn't be in this predicament.
Byron Donalds. Hochul also repeatedly referenced the military's presence in Los Angeles, saying, quote, "This is a flagrant abuse of power and nothing short of an assault on our American values." Up in Albany, meantime, there's an effort by Assemblymember Farrah Souffrant-Forrest to bring the four-day work week to New York, telling us it's simple. Times have changed.
40 hours, five-day week is a relic of the industrial age, and it's time to evolve. And so we're creating a bill that's, you know, evolutionary. And, you know, this is the time to work it.
Our Mary Lynn Buckley hit the street to see what New Yorkers thought about it.
If you could pick how many days a week you have to work, would you change it from 5 to 4?
Probably, at least for a while. I'll try it out for 90 days.
A new survey finds a majority of people would prefer a 4-day work week. Donna says it sounds like something she'd love to try. Do you think it would give you more work-life balance?
It might, yeah, because you know I have more time to clean the house.
But some think the secret to work-life balance is choosing your own hours.
I work when I want to.
Others think a guaranteed long weekend is the reason they'd be willing to work a longer day.
4 days a week.
The survey found 76% of women and 57% of men would prefer working 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Port Richmond, Staten Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.